Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Save-A-Lot studio. I'm Sean Cronin, and joining us now are friends from OSF St. Luke Medical Center, Emma Corkle and Samantha Rux. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Samantha, you have any announcements?
You know, I don't have too much, but I do want to remind our Bureau County community that our scholarships are open. So we have the Healthcare Career Scholarship, and then we have really three nursing scholarships that are available. So those are open until May 1st. You can check them out on our website. You can go to the Giving and Volunteering tab, and then scholarships is under that. And then you'll see things popping up on Facebook as well. So the website is osfstclair.org.
Now, Emma, it is National Athletic Training Month. Yes. First of all, for you as an athletic trainer, tell us what that means to you to have an entire month celebrating what you do.
Honestly, I think it's pretty great. We, as a profession, I feel like don't all the time get the recognition that we deserve for all of the work that we do for our athletes. And so I think it's really cool that they dedicate a whole month to bringing awareness to our profession, and especially for these smaller schools in this area to understand like how important it is to have someone there all the time or at games and practices and events and really kind of what we do as a profession.
I think there are some people who may not be entirely familiar with your job, so kind of give us an overview of what you're up to right now.
Sure, yeah. I work at Kewaunee High School through OSF, and I cover all their practices. So I get there after school. We're doing rehab treatments for kids that need it, weight room workouts for my off-season athletes, and then just covering games to make sure that nothing happens during the game, and if something does happen, then I am right there to assist, whether it just be a simple band-aid or it could be, you know, even more life-threatening things, but I'm always there right on scene to help take care of those situations.
Now, I imagine part of your job is teaching these kids about preventing injuries, but like what to do to make sure that you can avoid getting injured.
Yeah. A lot of that we started implementing over the summer. I had a lot of athletes coming in to lift in the weight room, and depending on what sport they played, we programmed around that sport to kind of help strengthen. You know, if they're a baseball player, we're going to strengthen their upper body to avoid any shoulder injuries. Or even in the winter, we started doing some rehab with some of my baseball pitchers so that when season came around, they were healthy and we aren't starting the season behind because someone's hurt after throwing, you know, the first couple weeks of practice. So it all starts, you know, months and months and months in advance.
The state athletic boards, they do have a lot of rules in place to make sure that kids can overtrain. At the same time, though, you do have sports that are trying to go further and further with the amount of training that they do. And that's certainly expanded what you do.
Yes, I think there's a fine line between the right amount of training and overtraining, and it's my job to educate my kids on that so that, you know, you can still better yourself every day at different intensities and different variabilities played in there, and that doesn't allow you to get hurt down the line. It kind of gives us the strength that we need, but also without pushing it too far.
I imagine also you're kind of in partnership with the coaches who are saying, you know, we need to develop more in this area and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's really been good. I've had a lot of coaches buy into the summer weight room stuff, and the coaches have expressed where they feel that there is need. And so a lot of my female athletes, we strengthen for jumping and landing properly to avoid knee injuries, which is very common. And then my baseball athletes, we're putting some weight on them and some mass, but also making sure that their flexibility is still there to avoid injury when throwing and all of that. So it's been really good to have the coaches buy in this year, more so than years past, I would say.
And of course, yours is a job that's constantly evolving. I mean, with the options available to train and the new techniques that come about. So you're constantly educating yourself.
Constantly, yeah. There's always new workouts, new movements, new, you know, everything. And so kind of keeping up to date on that every other week, every month, things like that, and trying to implement some of that into my training and practice it's been great to learn more and more. But, you know, you kind of do find there are some things that you are tried and true that you go back to all the time, but implementing new stuff is always good.
Then, of course, there's always, obviously, you're trying to prevent injuries. You're trying to train them to take these things as best they can. But there's also someone dealing with after an injury and trying to get back into training.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge mental block a lot of times for athletes, especially if they've had a big injury, kind of getting back to it and not being so scared that it's going to happen again. So not only are we working on building up their strength physically after an injury, but a lot of times it's mentally too, and just, you know, allowing their body to do what it needs to do and not have that mental block, which can sometimes cause a longer recovery process, but working through it nonetheless.
You also got to pull the reins sometimes, I imagine, on some of these kids.
Yes. Yeah, I think sometimes they get hurt and then they're like, okay, I'll be good to go in 2 days. And I'm like, whoa, slow down here. We have like weeks and weeks and weeks of practice and games left. Like, let's look at the big picture here. So kind of being that voice of reason for them is also part of the job.
And a big deal, of course, and one that a lot of parents are very worried about is head injuries.
Yes. So we do a lot of education with our athletes on concussion, head injuries, and I really want them to be open with me all the time. I think sometimes they get scared that if they tell me that they hit their head or they got hurt with a head injury, that I'm immediately going to pull them from practice games for X amount of days. I think there are different levels to that. Some obviously worse than others, and then we would have to make that decision, but I think just knowing the difference between a concussion and, you know, maybe you did get hit in the head and it's going to hurt, but tomorrow you're better. So kind of being able to go with the flow on that has been good. And them knowing that I'm not immediately just going to sit them out or tell them they can't do anything has been good. And it's kind of opened up a area of trust between me and them. So that has been good.
At the same time, you've also got to make a split-second decision when you see an injury like that and trying to determine immediately just to the severity of it.
Correct. And honestly, the easiest part about doing that is having my coach's support and knowing that what I say goes, and no one's really going to argue with me about that. You know, when you worry about, well, is the coach going to be mad? Are they going to, you know, those kind of things, it makes it harder to make that decision. And I think especially in a game, it's just best to err on the side of caution, because you would hate for something worse to happen because you made the wrong split second decision. So having that support and then just trusting your gut is a big thing.
Well, Emma, what else would you like people to know about what you do?
I think a lot of it is just, I am more than just at games and practices. You know, I've kind of embedded myself into the weight room at the school, and I have a lot of athletes training with me for that. And I think not a lot of people realize that that is also part of our job. So that has been a big thing that Kiwani has gotten on board with me for. And so I look to see that grow in the future. And, you know, our sports teams have gotten better this year because we have put a big emphasis on that. So it's good to see that success pay off for them.
For you getting into this, what drew you to be part of this?
I was an athlete growing up, and I also got hurt, and I had someone at my school that really supported me and helped me get back to playing. So I think that really resonated with me all throughout college, and I just knew that once I started this that it was something I wanted to do forever. So it's been good. Yeah.
That's great. Samantha, anything you want to add?
No, we're just so grateful to have Emma, and I know our schools are too.
All right, well, Emma Corkle, Samantha Rucks, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you, Sean.